This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah, she's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me a.
Yo, welcome to another one, y'all. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But not tonight, y'all, because y'all know what tonight is. If you guys have been following me for a while, then you know what this date symbolizes, right? The week of my birthday, this is always the last show of the season, right? We come back heavy in January, so I just want to start the show off. Normally, I start off with giving thanks to all the people that download the audio version, as I always should, because like I said, those are the real MVPs. They're the ones that's helping this platform super grow and get to the right places and also be, you know, legitimized, right, amongst podcasters. Because, you know, they say once you get to 200 episodes, you're officially in the mix, right? I'm a little ways ahead from that. This is episode 159. So we're not that far away, right? But a lot of the audio version, well, the audio download is what's helping me actually move through a little faster than normal. So that's why I say I got to give thanks to all the people who download the audio version, right? Because that is a really big part of podcasting. And I know a lot of people don't understand that part because of the visual part, right? So it's very hard for people to really put in perspective that the audio version of what you're doing is really what the value is when it comes to that, and then everything else is extra. So yeah, just a little something out there for all you guys out there that are into podcasting, into platform creation. Remember, the audio version is more important than everything else, and everything else is just as important as the audio, just not more important than the audio. Does that make sense? I bet. So look, all right, now that I did that, I also want to give thank you to all the people that's been watching all year long, you know, because I understand, like, people, you know, they do a certain amount of episodes. What I know, what I've learned was 12 episodes equal a season most of the times. And me, myself, personally, the fact that I have, I go through a whole year as a season, right? I don't do, like, a 12 episode, then that's a season and all that other shit, right? Now, for the most part, I know people say that's not the standard way of doing it. The standard way of doing this podcasting thing is 12 episodes. That's a season. But, you know, I don't like to do things the way everybody else do it. And I don't like to be considered the same as everybody else, even if I'm doing the same thing as everybody else. So for me, yeah, we roll all year. All right. So I have not missed a Tuesday all year long. So the only time that I do is when it comes down to the end of the year, when it's time for all these things to transition, get a mental break, you know what I'm saying, regroup, get things going for the new year, to go into the new season with the new look, with the new, you know what I mean? Just have a lot of new going on. And I just value that, right? I value that time. I value that energy. I value the fact of being able to do those things, right? So thank you to all the people that's been watching with me all year, that's been rocking with me all year, the playbacks and everything else, all right? So before we get into tonight's show, because basically tonight's show is that I just want to reflect along the year. I want to talk to you guys. Hopefully all of you out there that's watching tonight, you'll be able to get in the comments today. We're going to talk a little bit about being thankful, right? I just feel so thankful for a lot of things. It's a lot of things that's happened throughout this year. It's a lot of great things that's happened throughout this year. It's a lot of sad things that's happened throughout this year. And through them all, you know, I've had to remain the same. And I'm thankful for that mindset, right? Like, there's a lot of things that come into our lives that have come to change us, right? Changes for the better, changes for the worse. But for most of us, it's a change coming regardless of how you look at it. So I'm just thankful. And I hope all of you people out there are taking the time to look at this. Not so much based on holiday season. I mean, I understand what that means too, because during these seasons where people get the most time off, I guess, or where they use most of their time to be off, to be around family, be around loved ones, and all these other different things like that. And I just hope that a lot of people are looking at what to be thankful for on a day-to-day basis, you know, and I'm not saying I hope that as if I'm trying to say I want people to be like me. I'm just saying I'm hoping that people are thankful for the day-to-day, because the only thing we get is the present. That's all we get. We, you know, the past is over with, the future is not here yet, so whatever we're dealing with in the moment, that's all we get. And in those moments is what I'm saying I appreciate, because in those moments is what becomes the memories that you either cherish or the memories that you regret or the memories that put you in a bad space, trigger you in some type of way or whatever. But for the most part, being thankful in the moment, that's the most important part of a lot of shit. Just being present, you know, I realized that too throughout this week. Before, all right, so look, let's do this real quick, because I'm about to go too far. So let's do this. Let me give thanks. Let's give a shout out everybody that's watched Kill No One Part One. I definitely appreciate y'all. The numbers are still going up. Y'all still running the numbers up on Kill No One Part One. Thank y'all so very much. Kill No One Part Two, y'all still running the numbers up on that. Thank y'all so much on that. I really appreciate y'all. We still rolling, we still moving, we still going, and I'm thankful for that. Y'all are really, really helping me to understand that y'all like this content, and we're gonna keep putting it out there, right? Because it ain't gonna do nothing but keep getting better, and it's gonna keep growing, and we got more coming. We got a whole lot more coming. I got some Ooblifter series coming right after we finish with the kill, Stormed In, which is the next one. So Stormed In, thank y'all for all y'all that's been pushing play on Stormed In. The last and final episode of Stormed In Part 8 dropped today, all right? So it's pinned to my timeline on Facebook. It's on Team Collective TV on YouTube. And of course, if you are on any other social media platform, all you have to do is search me by the hashtag Rah1. Hashtag R-A-H and the number one on any social media platform, and I will pop up. And so will Stormed In Part 8, right? Last and final installment of the Stormed In series, Part 8, dropped today. And I definitely appreciate it. All of y'all go out there, do me a huge favor and run them numbers up for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit the like button and comment or whatever. Let me know how y'all feeling about the joint, because we got some more coming after that, a whole nother series. We got Kill No One Part 3 coming next year. Oh, man, we rolling, y'all. So I just want y'all to keep it locked, okay? Because content is on deck. And if you yourself out there are actor, actress, and you want to get in the bill, and you want to get in the build business, and you ready to work, and you serious about your craft, I want y'all to holler at me, DM me, man. You know what I'm saying? I could always use new dedicated people that's ready to put in the work, and we can get busy, all right? So thank y'all to all of you guys that's pushing play, and to all of y'all in advance that will hit me up to come work. You know what I mean?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay. Last but not least, we want to make sure we give a shout out to the Good Feels brand. For those of you that like to get to where you're going without the alcohol, I'm telling y'all, the Good Feels brand is there for y'all. And yes, they have other flavors besides the grapefruit that you're looking at in front of you, THC infused drinks. You guys need to go check them out. Make sure you use the code RYONE for your 20% discount on your total purchase. Check them out. Holla at your boy RYONE. Let them know I sent you. Okay. Okay. Now, with that being said, let me start this off like this. So normally throughout this week, well, the week before, it's always like that. Every year I go somewhere for, you know, a week. And, you know, I went to Puerto Rico just getting back yesterday, actually. And it's just so much I want to reflect on. This is why on this show, I'm so glad, you know, that I have the ability to do that with my platform, is to kind of like share with y'all some thoughts that I have, you know what I mean? Intimate thoughts that I have concerning just life, right? Not so much about everything that's going on in the news right now. We know it's a lot of stuff going on with 50 and Puff and all this other shit. We know that. But what I do want to say is that just having the ability to step outside of your norm and then enjoy what it's like to look at other people in their element and enjoy their culture, right? Not try to, you know, take over, but just blend in, you know what I'm saying? And just enjoy their culture. And that's the one thing I love about Puerto Rico is because all the Puerto Rican people are nice, period, right? They're helpful. They'll help you. They're just like that, right? Especially all the people that's in, you know, that's in the smaller towns outside of the, you know, the tourist era of San Juan. And I mean, I'm telling y'all, certain areas in Puerto Rico, you better not go. You don't need to be in there. I promise y'all, it's like that. I mean, really like that, right? Like, yeah, really like that. But what I'm saying to y'all is there's so many other parts of the island that was just so culturally indulgent, right? And it was so, you know, and it's not my first time going, you know, I've been like maybe 6 or 7 times already, but the point ain't that. The point is, whenever you go somewhere outside of your norm, right, your comfort zone or what you normally do every day, and you get to just pay attention and see what everybody got going on, it should make you thankful, right? More so than it should make you really be caught up in the day-to-day that you're in, right? Because here's why I'm saying that. It's because in the same time in other places, there are things going on, right? And I noticed that because when I looked at myself and I said, normally during this, at this day, at this time, I would be here doing this. And now that I'm not there doing that, I'm somewhere else observing other people in their normal on the same day and time that I would be in my normal at the same day and time. And then when I noticed that in other places, I noticed that even those people, it was so many other people that were there just like me for the same reason. So then, you know, that's another thing that made me be more appreciative of what's going on, right? Because if you really look at this, y'all, I know that a way of life is different in different places. The economy is different in different places. The the cost of living is different, the environment, what you have to do on a day-to-day basis and all these other things. But why I'm saying this is because the people in Puerto Rico that's from Puerto Rico don't never do none of the stuff that the people who come there and appreciate. They take it for granted because they're there every day. It's just like us. And it made me think about wherever you're from or the person that's watching right now, wherever you live at right now, wherever you're from, have you taken time to really appreciate the things that are around you? So, or are because you're so consumed in your day to day that your day to day routine around you that it's hard for you to pay attention to what's fly around you, what's beautiful around you, what you can do outside of your normal that's around you. Have you ever thought about that? Because then there are people who will come from another place to where you live at and find so much beauty in the space that you're in where you're like, I don't, because you don't get to experience it because when you're at your home or in your place or in your thing, you're consumed with your routine. It's not until you step outside of it and go somewhere else and you don't have to worry about your routine, do you get to see other people in that same routine during the same time that you would be in your routine. And then you get to really understand it like, damn, I'm over here on a big Tuesday enjoying this, what's going on over here at this island, but then the people that live there, they don't enjoy it. And even on the weekend, like when those people get to go somewhere on the weekend, they not in these little fly little areas, like, you know, in the rainforest and all this other shit. They not there. They might be at the beach. They may be on the water or whatever, because that's like a normal thing. Like it's certain bars and certain things that's on the water where people gather for different things. So they go pop up there as regulars, right? Because that's what they do. You know, the people do that. But that's their weekend thing. But as far as like on a big Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, are they at the rank or these different little water holes that's well known in Puerto Rico, like to the point where they're on tourist guides, but are you there? No. Or at night, like think about that, y'all. They got excursions at night where you can do it's the paddle boat at night, right? And at night, so you can see the fish that glow in the dark and the glow in the dark plankton that's in the water. And you go through these excursions at night. This is on a Wednesday, yo. Mad people on the excursion. Not like it's light because it's during the week. No, it's because everybody there that's on the excursion is somebody from somewhere else who is not in their normal routine. But the people that are there going through the excursion, the people who work there, the people who live there, that's their normal everyday routine. Being there for other people who come there to experience the island, they're the gods. When it comes down to the ATVs, you know what I'm saying? I got to do ATV. Every time I go to Puerto Rico, I'm on that ATV. It's a fact. We go through the ATV, and every time we go there, it rained. Last year when we went, it rained for half of the second part, like an hour. But this time, it only rained about 20 minutes or so throughout the joint. But, man, it was flyers, man, mad puddles, mad hills, all kind of shit, man. Because even out there, man, you in like the hills and mountains and all that. It's just so fly. It's hard to describe, right? But even then, mad people, right? But they not from there. So then that's what made me realize that. Because anytime somebody come from somewhere else to where I live at or where I'm around and other people, they be like, yo, this is fly. This is this. I did this. I did that. I be like, yo, they had that going on early in the day. They had that on Tuesday. They had that on the Wednesday. You don't know. Because we are locked in our routine during those times, during those days. So that's what I mean by, you know, my mind is totally made up when it comes to freedom. You know, my version of freedom is being in controlling your time. And I know other people have their own version of freedom. Some people feel like freedom is just doing what they want to do, whatever, being where they want to be, buy whatever they want to buy, eat whatever they want to eat. I get all that. That's cool. That's a part of it, right? But being in control of your time is one of the most, I mean, I don't know. It got to be the most rewarding feeling ever to be in control of your time. Because the only thing that separates a billionaire from a zero-aire, right, is what you choose to do with your 24 hours, because everybody get the same amount of time a day. I don't care how long a person stay up. People be impressed by, I remember coming up in the music stuff, and so many people was wanting to be impressed by people who said they spent 2 and 3 days in the studio, or they was in the studio, they ain't go to sleep and shit like that. Like, I don't understand, because how can you be creative like that? And that's why I feel like a lot of people just got a bunch of shit, you know, because for some of these artists, there's no way you should ever have a drought if you're spending a night in the studio. Like, you should never have a drought. It should be music coming out of everywhere. And you telling me that when you sleepy, that's your best work is coming out of that, you being sleepy and all that other shit? You corny, man. I don't believe it. I'm not saying I don't believe people don't be in there. I'm just saying I don't believe that you're that constructive when you're tired or sleepy and shit like that. But that's not the point. The point is freedom. Are you in control of your time? What do you do with your time? What do you do with all the things that you have access to that are around you, that for the most part you look at as a burden or it ain't nothing or whatever, more so than you do just what you got going on with your time? Some people's hometowns is so fly, but they can't enjoy it. They don't know because they're in a routine. And that's the one thing I think. That's why I said today I want to talk about being thankful. I wonder if so many of y'all out there are thankful just for being in the moment, right? Just for the things that you happen to go through on a day-to-day basis. Are you thankful? Are you thankful for the family that you do have? Are you thankful for the friends that you have? Are you thankful to even be able to call anyone a friend? How many of y'all out there got a bunch of friends? If you got a bunch of friends, you're blessed, because I promise you, it's not like that. You know, you could barely have one true friend. And a lot of people, they don't have friends. They have people they think they have friends, but they are really good people or good connections through a season. Very seldom do you meet people that you can, from the door, you connect with, and then you know going on in your future that these are the people that you could be around more, and then do other things and then bring them more into your circle, because you got to keep circles within circles. And I don't care. Everybody want to talk all this other shit. I'm one of those people. Like, I'd rather not have enemies. That's why I keep circles within circles, so I don't have to have enemies. Once you show me who you are, once you show me where you stand, where it come to me, I'm always going to be cool with you. You're just going to be in a certain circle. That's it. When it comes down to certain things, you're certainly allowed. But when it ain't, you're not. That's it. It's just no, we don't have to argue with people over stuff like that, right? Right? You never have to. You should never have to be mad at somebody because they don't invite you to stuff. I feel like that's fine. You know what I mean? Because everything ain't for you. And even if the people are going and grouping places and they think they leaving you out on purpose, they not. They don't know. You be over there and somewhere else without them just enjoying your life. You don't have to be in a crowd in order to be a part of it. I noticed that. Because for me personally, I know so many times I'm left out of a lot of things, but I promise you, when a person, like, especially on Facebook, it's a constant reminder of how much I've been in their life, because when them little anniversary thing reminders pop up on people, these memory things pop up on people, man, I'm in so many different people's memories and shit like that. People, so I kind of always look at it like that. Like, yo, I don't have to be invited to everything. I'm very much thankful for the people who do put me on to certain things, right? Because I want to be valued, right? And then there are people who don't invite you to things thinking they're leaving you out. Don't understand that's a form of value too. Like, that's a form of value as well too. It doesn't necessarily have to be taken as a negative thing. So later for that. But what I did, I was in great company this week in Puerto Rico. I had my son with me too. And that's another thing. You know, he's 3. And he's experiencing so many things at his age that I've never experienced until I was an adult. But I'm grateful and thankful to be able to do these things. Because for so long, I've been denied the ability of just being able to be a father, right? Because of other people's decisions or what they felt like was more important, which was them, you know. And I realized that, you know, I have 2 other children, and I realized the women that I've had children with felt like they were more important than the children. And then in that particular sense, they left me in a position where I had to fight to be in my children's lives the whole time while fighting is still keeping time away from us. That I don't get to experience certain things. But now, you know, with my son RJ, my third, they say three times a charm, right? I get to do so many things that I normally would have wanted to do with any of them, right? Just, you know, just it's just those experiences because I grew up in that type of family. You know, my family is big and, you know, I even have double first cousins and, you know, so many things as a kid that we've done together as kids at that now we're adults and, you know, it's a lot of us that are still hanging with each other, but a lot of things are separate. But with my child, with my son now, RJ, I get to do so many things and I'm watching him grow. And in these aspects, I'm realizing how fearless he is. And I'm not trying to take credit for his fear, his fearlessness. I'm just want to be, I'm so thankful that I created an environment for him that he can be fearless, right? Because, you know, when it comes down to swimming, like, yo, this guy, all right, so, you know, he loves the pool regardless because ever since he was about 8-9 months old, I was taking him to the pool to let him swim. Long as he was, old, you know, 8-9 months old, I take him to the pool, put his little swimmers, you know, little joints on him, his little vest or whatever, and then just let him go. And then, you know, as it got older, because certain places where I live at, they have kiddie pools and all that other shit just to get him enjoying that. And then, so now at 3 years old, he'd be gone. He'd be went in the ocean. He don't care. Like, yo, it could be the biggest waves and everything. He don't care. He trying to figure this out. He trying to get in the water. It's the weird. He's the most like fearless little kid I know. And here's the thing, I did an excursion where, you know, you go on a boat and the boat take you out to the island and then you dock off the island. They got two parts to that excursion, right? One is where you could do the snorkeling, right? So you could check out the little fish and the coral reefs and all that. The other one is just where they dock a little bit off of the, you know, the shore a little bit and let you go to the island, enjoy the island, walk around or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it was in that space where, you know, it was safe. Because in the part where you do the snorkeling, I didn't want him out there. He's 3 years old. You know what I mean? And there'd be currents out there. It's mad deep. So, no. 15 feet deep, as a matter of fact, where we were when it was time to go. So, no, I didn't have him out there. So he got mad. He couldn't get in the water. He fell asleep. Bam. Got up by the time we got to the other part. Had him out there in the water. Now, over there, the waves are still coming up. But, of course, there's no current and all that. So I got him out there. He got his little vest on. He got his little joints on his arm. So he good. But he's at the weight that when the waves come, it just pushes him, right, up to the beach. So he just finds himself gliding back and forth and just pushing. And then, you know, this is something that he's never experienced before, right? We've been to the beach and things like that, but, you know, not to the sense of like this for him because he's getting older. You know what I mean? I let him go. Little kid, and he was gone. He loved it to the point where every time they push him back to the beach, he'll get out the water, go run on the sand, stomp on the sand a little bit, and then come right back in. So the wave go mush his ass right back. And he kept doing it, and he loved it to the point where I couldn't even walk around on the island with him because he thought that he wasn't going to be able to get back in the water. So I stayed with him in the water the whole time. And I just was looking at him and realizing, like, damn, you know, I really created an environment for him to be able to experience this where he could love a recreation like swimming. Well, I'm from in Jersey. We used to have to swim in the summertime, you know, get a swimming badge and in certain parks had the swimming pools out there and all that during the summer and all that. But, you know, we would go to the beach and stuff like that and all these other little things here and there, but not necessarily where you learn how to swim. I mean, you know, but to be able to have people who will give you that experience. And not only that, it's December and we out in 90 degree weather in December in a whole nother place, in a whole nother island. And as a three-year-old, he's experiencing this. And I just feel so grateful to be able to provide that experience for him, you know, to be able to be a part of the provision for him to experience that. So that's why I said I wanted to talk about today's show more about thankfulness and, you know, being grateful for the things that you do get to experience. Because not only that, I know Rose filmed with us and all that, and a lot of the things, she's in a lot of content that we got going on and all that. And, you know, me and her share the exact same birthday. the same day too. You know what I mean? And it's very rare that you meet people in your life that you share the exact same day with that does the things that you do, and you meet them in the mix of the things that you are doing. So for her, me and her, we out there with our families, we out there in Puerto Rico, and we are just building, right? And in the mix of all that, I also realized another thing when it came down to having the right group of people around you. You know, it's very seldom that you find people in your life that you can relate to on a certain level. Now, very seldom you're going to find somebody that's your that you can really rock with that got the same birthday as you. That's just rare. You know, it's like 0.2% that you even meet somebody with the same exact day as you. You know what I mean? But outside of that, just to know that just mentality-wise, spiritually, you know, just all of these other things that make a person great or whatever, when you have that type of environment or that type of people around you, it's so much to be thankful for, because I've been in environments with people, you know, who people can't control their alcohol. That'd be the worst part, especially with new people. They'll be somewhere where they ain't got no, you know, out experiencing, and then they don't know how to control the alcohol. Next thing you know, you in shit, they in shit, or whatever, because they happen to be with you. And, you know, it's a bunch of corny stuff that happened because people got somebody with them that they don't really know. They somebody else's people, and they don't understand how they get down like that because they never experienced that with them. And then, boom, next thing you know, they get a couple of drinks in them, and now it's whack. So I know that. So that means that, yo, even with that, you can't even go a lot of places with people because of that. Because you got to be careful because of that shit. Yo, that's crazy. So I'm thankful for that. So look, I just want y'all to know, man, as a person going into what's going on, my birthday is Thursday coming up, right? The 11th. And just being able to experience that the whole week and be able to catch a vibe and recharge and all that, super fly, super dope. But even with these 2 weeks, I'm going to be shut down. Up until the new season starting in January, we still working. We still got Collective Wear. Like, I'm really building on Collective Wear, right? Collective Wear, as y'all can see, we got the Spartan Conversation shirts and just so many different designs and so many different pieces that are coming. We just want to continue to build, right? We know that a lot of times we're controlled by the main three things. It's food, clothing, and shelter. Those are the things that control us the most in this world. Once you figure out a means of taking that back for yourself, it's less control that somebody else has over you, right? And that's what you want. Your ultimate goal into freedom should be having the freedom to do the things that you need and want, not just what you have to do, right? We don't want to live and continue to live doing what we have to do. We want to live doing what we need and what we want to do. That's the goal. That's the purpose of wanting to put all our best feet forward. You know, only even though we only got two, I'm acting like we got more than that, but you know what I mean. Every foot you got, because some people only got one foot. You know what I'm saying? That's foul. That's foul. But I don't mean that in a way, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, like, damn, that's probably foul. But whatever feet you got, foot you got, whatever it is, put it forward. And if you don't have no feet at all, put whatever you got forward. Knees, put it forward. Either way it go, look forward in life. Don't look backwards. Don't stay still. And be thankful and be grateful for the moment that you're in. Don't work. You can't worry about the past because it's gone. The future is not yet arrived. So while you're here in this moment, enjoy it, man. Love it, man. Be real about the feelings that you have for the moment. Right? Because the only thing that changes later on is the time, not just you. You know what I mean? It's the time that changes. So, you know, and that's why I say you got to be thankful, because look, now I wasn't going to talk about this like that because, you know, I wanted to stay in a thankful place. But now that I think about it, I noticed that people was, you know, yesterday, I know it was a lot of things going on, and I thought about it, like this whole thing with the documentary that 50 put out on Puff. And he had a bunch of footage and stuff that was unlicensed, or, you know, a lot of personal footage or something like that that's been reported. Things that, you know, he just shouldn't have been privy to, or it was, how did he get it and all these other things, right? It just... It just makes you wonder, right? But then here's the thing that bothers me, right? It's not so much that in that entertainment game that people were in competition and shit like that, right? Now, the thing that bothers me, and not the fact that Diddy might not be wrong and foul for the things that he's done in his personal life. That has nothing to do with his music, the things that he helped create, the artists that he allowed to come through his label and gave them a shot, and the ones that we all love and know, and all those other things. So in spite of all that, whatever he did in his personal life, that really was his personal business. I wasn't really none of our business, and I really didn't care. It wasn't until the video came out of what he did to Cassie that really made a foul taste in my mouth when it came to him on that personal level, outside of anything music-wise. But just on a personal level. And I just hate that, because the way I look at it, for whatever 50 got going on, however he acquired this information, his footage and all that, it just makes me feel like it's so easy for us to be used against each other. Like, it should be really hard for that, because I didn't see anybody coming out. Like, I didn't see any Jewish people coming out with the whole Weinstein documentaries. I didn't see the Epstein either, right? I didn't see a bunch of people who had these Epstein personal videos and things like that that I'm sure that they have out there. I didn't see none of them come out with their own documentary and behind the scenes and all these other things. So these people, when it come to us though, for some reason, we can kick each other back in, yo, like crazy. Like, even if we already found, the man already in jail, he already got to deal with whatever he got to deal with. His life will never be the same and scrutinized. You know, I'm sure he don't feel too bad about his sexual information being put out there, because everything that he was doing was stuff that a lot of them are out there doing. That's why he can't really feel bad about the sexual stuff that was out there, whether he watching other people bang his girl, he playing with his, all this other shit that people do when it's just over sexualized and you can't do much more. It's just sex and sex passing, not only, you know, all these things that people do, because once you get to a certain level and money, sex is just and what you do, because that's all you have, you know what I'm saying, left is that. And then you do that so much that you just deviate and become a demon, so to speak. And you do all kinds of sexual stuff and weird shit that you would never do if it wasn't for the fact that you wasn't overly sexualized and stimulated by just sexuality. But all of that is not enough to condemn somebody. Just don't fuck with them. Like, yo, I bet. Fam nasty. I leave them there. But the fact that for us and our community, we can be the ones that do that. Right? We it's easy for us to come up with the information, come up with all these different things to just kick each other back in, to just make each other look worse. And here, like, I mean, I'm not judging either one. I'm not judging Puff for his lifestyle. That's him. I'm not judging 50 for putting out the documentary. That's on him. And whatever they got going on, I'm saying, for me, though, it's just weird that those that look like us, it's so easy for us to go whatever step it is and take it further on our own people. But when it came down to all the things that's happening with those people behind the scenes and those big people, there's never nobody, even from our end, putting out shit on them. Like, it's so much foul stuff going on in the industry that it could be so much documentaries and things that be put out about them. I don't see nobody talking about them like that. You know why? Because they still make all the noise out here. Think about it. Even for either one of them, whether it be 50 Cent, whether it be Puff or anybody else, all the deals that they get, all the things that they do is still based on one of those people giving them an opportunity. So, yeah, they can't talk about them. But for us, oh yeah, you get the green light to talk about your own. You get the green light to step on your own people's neck. But if you talk about one of them other people, then yeah, you don't get those movie studios. You don't get those deals. It don't matter how good your writers are. You don't get your television show green lit. You don't do that. That stuff, yo, you can have as much ego as you want with the product, but somebody had to at one point allow your product to be on their block in order for you to be able to know that you got this good product. It had to be allowed on the block. So these people allowed this product on this block. Don't ever get it twisted about just because one of the people that's supposed to be famous out here, they screaming and hollering about they got this and they got no. You're allowed this and that. Why? Because we own no industry. We the ones that create all the industry, yet we don't own it. We are the biggest sellers of all music and culture around the world, yet we don't own it. We don't own. Who owns Universal? Who owns Def Jam? Who owns, like, if you think about it, Eric, whatever the big labels are, who own them? The distribution companies. Y'all talk about Spotify's and Apple Music's and all that. Who own them? Who own them, y'all? So do you, what way do you have other than being able to just kick your own people back in? But those people who are giving you the opportunity, they got the worst. They're the worst of them all. But yet and still, it's easy for us. So I understand it and I get it. It's so many people have been talking about the documentary too. They've been watching it. They've been commenting on it. They've been talking more about Puff and all this other shit. And what y'all failing to realize is that every time y'all mention him, every time y'all do something, every time y'all go, his catalog still gets, like, y'all still sending him money. So just in case. For those of y'all out there thinking that y'all talking shit about Puff, y'all doing all this other shit, y'all just still keeping him relevant. He still, it does nothing. It does nothing because at the end of the day, now the people doing all this shit, what you think gonna happen when he actually get out? He gonna be able to do his own book, his own movies, his own everything. You don't think he ain't compared to? Now, think about this. Out of all the people you want to deal with, remember, the man still is a billionaire. They, when have they said that he's no longer a billionaire? You could take somebody like Kanye or anybody else. If they taking that man money, you would know about it. This man went through all this trial, everything else, and do you not hear them not say he not a billionaire? Right. So what you think going to happen whenever he get free? Then you're going to find all unreleased documents. What if somebody put out? That's what I'm saying. All this shit is corny. And though it's entertaining for most people, It's just a bottom feeder energy type vibe, yo, to me. Right? I don't want to watch the documentary. It has nothing to do with the fact that if I like or don't like Puff. I don't care about that. It's never been a like or don't like him personally. I don't know him personally. Have I been around him before? Yeah. Have I seen him in real life before? Yeah. Have I been backstage in certain places he's been? Yes, 1,000%. But I don't like or dislike him in a personal level at all. It's all about his artistry, his music, the artist that he put out. Everything to like or dislike, it's only about the art when it comes to me. So I can care less about everything else, but I don't want to watch the documentary or anything else or give credence to us really doing more damage to ourselves versus it being like, you know, let them do it if they're going to do it and talk about us, but not us do it on our own or do it about ourselves. And it's just foul. And you don't get no props for that. And I mean, if you feel good and feel vindicated and, you know, you can sleep good at night, that's fine. But it only just sets you up yourself later, right? It sets you up. Because a person like him that did something like this, all it does is sets it up for 50. They're going to do, you know, it always come back around. Because remember, even with Puff, in the beginning, all these so-called powerful people were at these parties. So now look at him. So it's the same thing. It's like, yo, all these people are back in fam right now with this documentary and all that other shit. Soon as it go too left or too far or whatever, whatever, boom. The next thing you know, bam, they going to have this shit. It's just like that. But when you do that type of stuff, but when you like me, like, you know, when I say like me, I'm like that person that they say, yo, would you rather own 100% of nothing or a percentage of something? And I promise you, no matter what way a person try to make it seem like, owning that 100% of nothing looks way better than having a percentage of something. Because if you kind of look at it, that small percentage that these people have of that something, look at everything they got to go through to keep that small percentage. And then you got people like us who have 100% of stuff who may not have the money that these people have, but the freedom and the opportunity and the tools that we have at our fingertips to allow them. Then look, we don't need the same amount of viewership to make the same amount of money. That's another thing. Because then there's less people that has to be paid out. There's less of an overhead than on people. So, you know, like I said, don't let a person think that you got to be on Netflix in order for your movie to pop or for your thing. You don't have to do that. But remember, if they come and they give you that, you know what come with that. Every time people talk about this Hollywood thing, remember what they're saying to themselves. They're trying to give a piece of themselves away to somebody else for validation. And in that validation, you will have to come off of something. It's crazy how Ice Cube and DJ Pooh came up with all this, that Friday, wrote that whole movie, locked themselves in a hotel for a whole weekend to write that movie, got that movie up. That was one of the biggest cult classic movies ever, and they have to get permission to put it out because somebody else owned the rights. That's crazy. They paid for it themselves and everything. Well, because the studio distributed it, put it in the theaters, they own the rights to it. And they own the rights to the character. So as much as they could have wanted to do this, that, and the third, go another place, shop it over here, move it over here, they couldn't. They had to wait for somebody in the movie studio to give them permission to put out their own shit. I don't know, y'all. I just feel like at this time, do we think it would have blew up? I know it would have blew up because I remember just passing certain things around the hood. Let's just talk about this. Remember the 5 Heartbeats? I know maybe some of y'all don't. If some of y'all out there that's watching right now, if y'all remember the 5 Heartbeats, the 5 Heartbeats didn't blow up in the movie theater. That shit blew up around the way because it was on video. People got that shit on video and made it the number one rental video. He made all his money off of rentals, not off of the movie theater. The movies, it flopped. But then when it came around, when everybody, yo, it made it around every hood in America, the 5 Heartbeats. It's one of the biggest. It's like the Temptation movie. Whatever it came out was a mini series. Man, somebody put all them shits together, man. Man, we floated that shit around the hood. The Temptation movie and the 5 Heartbeat movie. That shit floated around the hood like crazy. People knew everything. People was reciting the movie, reciting the songs, reciting certain parts. All these things happened because of the people, because of the culture, because of the people, way people move things around. It don't happen just because a big name is behind it. A big name get behind it, when a big name get behind it, that's because so many other people was already on it. Now, think about it. They like a record deal. You ain't getting no record deal if you ain't already viral. If you already viral, then they get your record deal. But you're not getting one before that. No matter how good you are, you got to have that. You got to have that already going. They're not looking for talent no more. They let talent be discovered, and then they just come in and ride the talent's coattail and then doing 360 deals and taking half of everything they got. I mean, come on. And then when it comes down to the streaming, your revenue of record labels get 15% off the top. So even for those of you that are not signed to a label, whenever you're on Spotify and all this other shit, as you are collecting royalties and stuff like that, reason why you say, why my million spins only get me $4,000? Well, it might have got you a little more than that, but the record labels, they get 15% off top. Because the major labels have to deal with the streaming services. The streaming services are the ones who use the major labels' artists to create the playlist. The playlist curators are the ones who so-called are gatekeeping the independent artists. Whether you get on this playlist or not can determine how many streams you got. The playlists themselves are being played in places like the airport, certain stores, and all these other things where they got these playlists on loop and stuff like that. They're just running them through. And so you're getting thousands upon millions of streams just based off of that if you in there. So you got all these big, it's the same shit. And the people who are making decisions can't put a record together to save their life, but they're in control of saying whose songs is good and whose songs is bad, or whose songs deserve to be on the playlist and whose don't. Like, yo, I'm telling y'all, all because we won't stick together. Right now, you got people who go to work for a company right now who know that their living wages are not matching inflation. And all the people that are working there will complain. They'll get by what they call a water cooler and complain about this, that, and the third. But they won't get together. Everybody won't get together and step to HR like, yo, y'all playing this, y'all bullshitting. How come in this quarter, every quarter, y'all revenue is in the green, but the cost of living is going up and it's not trickling down to the people who is allowing you to be in the green? Like, how does that work? Why is nobody saying nothing about that? If inflation is popping and people are not spending less and all these other things, I mean, how is it that these companies are in the green? If they're in the green, then all of y'all are sitting there every day just going to work complaining but don't want to do nothing about it. Like, because you're scared they're going to tell you that you fired? Can you imagine what they would have to do? Think about how much money they pay just to train people. And then you got to have a certain amount before you can even be out on the floor. That's even with a call center. All the people in call centers really should be really sticking together. Y'all really the MVPs. Because if y'all leave, them phones be ringing. They can't answer them phones. They're going to compliance and all other kind of shit going to go out the window. They will be terrible. I don't care what the company. They will take a major financial hit if their call center, all the people got together and said, we're not fucking with this. We over that. You ain't playing with us, whatever. You can fire us all. Then you got to go hiring all these other people. Then you got to train all the people. And then they got to be at least 60 to 90 days before they can go get live on the phone where anything accounts. So you got all that to deal with. But yet still, y'all don't use that as leverage. Y'all will sit there on the phones every day and complain. You be sitting at the gas station with $20 trying to see if you could, what, how long you thinking in your head, like, if I put $10, can I make it to here just so I can use this number 10? Y'all doing all that instead of 10 of y'all, 20 of y'all, 100 of y'all getting together, going to HR and saying, look, we understand this, that, and the third. This is what's going on. We need this. What's going on? How we gonna go about that? How y'all gonna go about trying to get this done? They keep giving y'all the kickback. Y'all already know what to do. But there's not revolution anymore. It's just complaining. But let one of y'all think somebody doing something to y'all. Let y'all think somebody cheating, or let y'all think somebody taking y'all. Let y'all think somebody doing some corny, foul, corny shit like that. Y'all will be ready to stick together then. You'll be ready to go through hell and high water just to be right. But you won't go through hell and high water for your livelihood. You won't go through hell and high water as the sense of saying you should be asking for what you're worth. You never get what you earn. I mean, what you're worth. You only get what you negotiate. And the fact that you guys are not negotiating is crazy to me. But you could pop all the shit in the world about every other thing and that goes on, but you can't get together with a bunch of like-minded. That's what I'm saying. Like-minded people. That was another lesson I learned from being gone this week about being around like-minded people. Even if everybody ain't on the same wavelength as you, just being like-minded enough when it comes to just don't want no bullshit, right? But to the fact that all of y'all are going to a job every day, doing the same thing every day, and going through the same thing every day, and y'all not working together, that's corny to me. That's weird. There's a bunch of companies who are getting rid of departments, and everybody in the department is working together to help them get rid of the department. Don't fight for your spot. Most people don't give up. Revolution is not, it's not a thing anymore. And slowly but surely, people are giving up their fight for anything because they feel like the only thing worth fighting for is some shit that they think is theirs. And that's weird because the stuff that people are fighting over ain't theirs. But your time is yours. That's the one thing that you're in control of. You should be in control of is your time, but you're not. Because whatever job you're going through, you told them for this amount of time in these days, I'm going to be here. So they like, all right, bet, I'm going to hold you to it. If you don't be here, we're going to get rid of you. Yet, y'all ain't taking the same thing. Like, all right, bet, I'm going to be here for these days. But if these things happen, these things happen. If y'all ain't going to match it, then we're going to get rid of you. But how many of y'all talk that talk like that? Y'all don't talk that talk. Because y'all ain't about that life. Like, a lot of people just really about that life when it comes to a person that they really care about or somebody that care about them. They talk tough as shit to a person and they feel like they could do without it. They feel like they're replaceable, but your job ain't replaceable? Like, I don't, you really in your career or you in a job? Like, you feel like the people that are around you are replaceable, but your job not. Help me understand. Y'all make it make sense. Don't make sense to me. But if that's your vibe, but damn, yo, make it make sense. It don't make sense to me that's what a lot of people are on when it comes down to just life in general, right? So for me, I just want to be thankful, and I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for all of y'all, man. I'm thankful for y'all that's watching right now, and I'm thankful for each and every day I get. Again, I'm thankful being able to go experience other people and their cultures and being able to do it during a time, like I said earlier, where I would be in my routine. And I'm doing it when I'm looking at other people in their routine and then realizing that, damn, there are so many other people outside of their routine right now here with me. That's a life. And I just feel so pushed towards freedom, right? I feel so pushed towards being in control of my time. I feel pushed like in the place of being creative to the point where, you know, having that 12 and 13 year old imagination again, because, you know, I realized that in life, a lot of times, a lot of us are suffering because we got rid of our imagination. That's how we lost our power too, is because we got rid of our imagination. Our imagination is what kept our subconscious at bay, that made us stop always thinking something is wrong and the worst in us, because we imagined the great in us. We imagined the big in us. We imagined all the things that we can do, but so many people turn that button off. And now every time they turn around, all they could think about is defeat. All they could think about is failure. You got to be thankful for failure, because that means you tried. So many people are afraid to try. Like, that's not the failure. The failure ain't in trying. The failure is in you not doing it at all. Man, listen, all the stuff that I'm doing, listen, if it don't work, that's okay. But I'm doing it. I'm trying. Whatever you got going on in your life, you do that. But for me, I'm trying. I'm not wasting my time that I get at all, you know? And I hope other people could view it that way too. It doesn't matter how much money, you know, money is only the reward, but that's not the success. Money is the reward of success, but it's not success itself. Success is being able to do the things that you love to do, that somebody told you that you can't do, or that you had a dream of ever since you was a kid to be able to do it, and then you never knew how you was until they invented a camera phone, and then now you no longer have to dream about being in the movies or being in none of that. You can do it yourself, right? You don't have to dream. Like, it's no longer just a dream now. Those things are visions. They get past being a dream. Once you are able to manifest it, that's a vision now, right? You can balance yourself in between whatever you call your reality, but that don't mean that you don't stop your vision, that you don't stop your goal or your purpose. That's all I'm saying. Like, you put it in a perspective. Very few people will look at it like that. Why? Because we don't work together. You know, there's a lot of people out here, y'all, before we get out of here, there's a lot of people out here who are just on an island by themselves, or maybe on an island with one other person or whatever. And they're just looking at life from that lens and not understanding the fact that you're so stuck in that space is because it's only you. It's only y'all. Sometimes it needs to be more people involved in order to get more things going at a quicker rate. That's how it works. You get there faster, right? Without rushing. You could get there faster without rushing if everybody worked together. Imagine if you're going long distance, if everybody takes shifts, nobody's sleepy, because I mean everybody get rest. Can y'all imagine that? That's what, you know, it's just so much shit that, you know, it just makes sense. And I know common sense is not common anymore, but all these things make sense. Very few people have put that into a perspective of making sense, because we have a lot of people who focus on the problem and never the solution. The problems are always the most prevalent in their lives versus the solution. You got a person right now that'll tell you all the reasons why black people don't work together and brown people don't work together. They'll come up with a thousand reasons. They could tell you with front and back of why they don't, but won't say why they will. That's crazy to me. Right now, you have a conversation with a group of people. Try it. Say, yo, you know what I'm saying? We need to do this. Man, black people won't work together because of this. Man, it's just this. Jim Crow, they mama, they daddy, they this, they that. People don't trust. They got all the reasons in the world. Besides, looking around you and all the people that control everything that you consume on a day-to-day basis work together. Even when they don't like each other, they still work together. Do you think all these people like each other? No, but they still work together to step on your neck. Think about it. When it comes to the Republican Democrats, all of a sudden they don't like each other, but they still stepping on your neck. It don't matter. They may not get along. They don't like each other. They still stepping on our necks. Still. still working together. No matter how much they fussing and fighting and doing all this cosplaying for the gram, so to speak, and all this other shit. Got people up here really thinking, oh, Democrat this, Republican that, all this other shit that they got y'all really believing, like they not working together. These cats still working together because out of all of it, they still stepping on y'all neck. They still stepping on our neck, no matter who it is. You could put it in whatever perspective you want to. It's only because the majority don't check the minority. They never have. They never will because they too busy afraid because of the way that the minority works. The minority work together, the majority don't. The majority are the ones that too busy can't trust each other. They showed that because think about it and Leave the World Behind, right? Even though we know that was produced by Barack and Michelle Obama. Now you got to kind of think about it. For them to come up with that, you know how that goes. It's because they got information that other people don't. But this is the thing that it showed the number one thing that will happen if the grid just goes off, yo, is that people will not trust each other. They are saying it. They put it in the movie. They say it. They know it. They know that. And yet y'all still fall for the bullshit each and every day, man. Y'all let this, just like now with the whole Puff documentary, that shit came out. All of us should have, you know, not to have nothing against 50 Cent. You could watch any other thing like that, but anything with that, we shouldn't even be watching that shit, yo. Period. We don't need to know. What difference is it going to do to you? Whenever you find this stuff out, are you going to stop listening to the Bad Boy catalog? You're going to stop listening to Black Rob? You're going to stop listening to Total? You're going to stop listening to Biggie? You're going to stop listening to Mace? What you going to do? What you going to do? Puff don't got that many albums of his own on his own label like that for y'all to be sitting up here. What y'all going to boycott Puff songs? There ain't that many. But all that other stuff that he got that came through his label is out there, and it's classics, and it's staples, and it's locked in. What y'all going to do? Y'all going to stop listening to it? Y'all not. Y'all just want to know. Just want to be nosy to see what, you know, just know people's business. That's it. And be the main ones. And that's another thing. Being the main ones. Wanting to know somebody else's business just so you can talk about somebody and judge them. And walk around here thinking that you know something about somebody else, not knowing that your own life, you know, not paying attention to your own shit, not understanding what you got going on in your own life. You too busy worried about catching this documentary and then going online talking about it, hashtagging it, doing all this other shit. Y'all corny. I'm just saying. And I don't mean it, but just because I'm not going to watch it. Watch to your heart's content. I can give a damn. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, it's so easy for us to be divided. They put it in their face. They put it in our faces. They tell us what we're going to do, and we do it each and every day. And there's nothing that we can do about it until we do about it. And we can until we do. It's nothing, but we can. And that's the only thing about it. Like, we all can. We can do. Like, y'all guys at that job right now, you guys can't go. Y'all can go politicking. You don't have to. You don't have to be mean to do it. You can have one person be the spokesperson. Just don't let them show up by themselves. Y'all all show up with them. And then, yo, what are we doing? I mean, it's just like that, y'all. You can do it. You got to work together. It's just like with Congress. You see, look what happened with the Asians. The Asians came over there. What happened? It was a couple of women that got slapped in Atlanta over disrespecting their own patrons. They were in the wrong. The Chinese ladies was in the wrong. Yet and still, you got a couple of people. How many Chinese representatives do they have in Congress? Yet they was able to get a Chinese hate crime bill passed, right? Think about that. And how many of them worked together to get it? You can look it up right now. Like, how many Asian representatives are in the U.S. Congress? Y'all look it up. Let me know. Because however many it is, they was able to get a hate crime bill passed, a law against them passed right here in the United States. Yeah, black people could walk around. They get lynched recently. They get ran over. They get super tased by cops, shot by cops. They get all kind of things happen to them on a day-to-day basis, and there's no such thing as a crime bill. No hate crime, no nothing. Because why? Because there ain't nobody, a group of people coming together. They only come together for a funeral. People will come together for a funeral. People come together to wear a shirt. They'll tell everybody their shirt size so they can get somebody on their shirt, but they won't come together. The politics won't stop it. Y'all, most of the community live in a community where the police are brutalizing the community, and yet y'all all still live in a community. Like, all y'all can't come together and figure out how you can mass migrate and move together, like find places and neighborhoods, or find out how you guys can make maybe take a couple of families and put y'all shit together for a little while and somewhere else and get y'all money right to split. Like, can y'all do that? Do y'all have control over y'all children to where y'all can have children in the house with other children that can respect their children's shit? Do y'all have that? Because from what I'm understanding, all of y'all that are raising these children out here, y'all swear y'all got it under control by just being a single parent. So can y'all do that? Like, these are so many different things that we could do, but do you or will you? No. But these people come over here from other countries, they do it every day. And they're succeeding. Remember the group of Latinos that's been here for the longest and they ain't never get their shit together. Why? Because they came over here and economically put themselves in a position where they got that money. And then they didn't do the right thing with it, but that was on them. But what they did was astronomical. And yet we here every day and we don't do it. So I don't know about y'all. But that time is over with for me. All them days is over with. We're looking for like-minded people on like-minded things. If you are that, find us. Find your tribe. Because we rolling. We don't need a leader. We need people. We don't need a leader. We don't need a person to stand up for everybody. We need everybody to stand up for everybody. That's what we missing. We don't need another Dr. King. We don't need another Malcolm X. Because all they're going to do is kill them. We need a bunch of them to stand up. We need a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? We got to let people know that there's no one person you can kill. You can't kill the head of the snake and the body going to die. You can't kill that. You know what I mean? That's what we always went wrong. We always had one person because that one person had the vision and the other people follow. Because it's easy for people to follow because the blame could be put on the leader. It's like in sports. Think of how many times they talk about LeBron James when it comes down to the finals. Like he ain't got a whole bunch of other people that's supposed to be professionals too. It's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, I just want to tell all of y'all watching, thank y'all, man. And I want to tell all of y'all, man, don't worry. I'm coming right back with the new season in January. Today is the last show of the season. This is my birthday week. We always do this each and every year. So I'm thankful for all of y'all that showed up with me all year long. I'm thankful for all of y'all that showed up with me tonight. Matter of fact, it's been a couple of comments. Let me see what's going on with the comments. Hey, love your stream skills are amazing. Let's connect on Discord. I bet, yo, Johnny, I appreciate that. Yo, let's see, Clem. Oh, salute to you too, Cam. I definitely appreciate you chiming in, man. Definitely, definitely, y'all. So word. So thank y'all again for watching. I really appreciate y'all. Again, I'll be back in January. We're going to do it again. Y'all check for all of our promos that's going to go up in the next week or so to let y'all know what to expect going forward. And I definitely appreciate y'all. We got the new season coming up, season 4. We got the whole new segment that I'm going to be doing with the new season coming up. We have a bunch of new guests coming, all type of conversations that's ready to be had. And yeah, man, we're gonna keep growing, man. We got more content dropping, more short films coming, just so much, y'all. Just y'all stay tuned, stay locked, and thank y'all. All right. And until we see each other again in 2026, I want y'all all to be thankful out there, right? Be thankful for the present. Be thankful for the moments that you're in, right? Be thankful, y'all. And be okay with not having everything. Because when you do have everything, if you're not already okay when you don't have it, it's not going to change once you do. If you want to enjoy everything that you're looking to get, then my opinion would be to be thankful and enjoy what you are and what you have and what you don't have right now. I promise you, if you could be okay with where you are now, then you'll be super okay with where you're going, all right? So until next time, y'all keep it locked out there. Y'all stay fly. And remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until January 2026, y'all, I'm going to say peace.